The bell above the door jingled and I turned. A man stood in the shadow of the doorway, so I couldn't make out his face. He held a bouquet of daisies, which meant he had great taste. Those were my favorite. "Hey, gorgeous," he said, causing me to look behind me. Had someone else walked in? Most customers asked about the daily specials or if we use preservatives. They didn't dole out compliments. He stepped further in, and I took note of his dark jeans, white button-down top, burgundy tie, and brown bomber jacket. My heart skipped a beat. Oh my God, was I daydreaming? He couldn't be Jared Politano, my good friend and high school crush. Jared grew up in Danger Cove. We'd met in kindergarten class. In 10th grade, Mom had begged me to step out of the kitchen and join an activity at school. She'd suggested drama club, which was Jared's passion. That had been when our friendship blossomed. A year later, Mom, Dad, and Aunt Sandra had been killed in a hit-and-run accident, and Jared went from great friend to rock like Tara. A year after that, shortly before he left for college out of state, we kissed. It was brief and just the once, but it was super memorable. Now he smiled. His brown eyes sparkled, and a lock of dark hair fell into them. "Don't I get a hug?" That deep, sultry voice snapped me out of my trance. "Oh my God, it's really you!" I flew around the counter and threw myself at him. He wrapped his arms around my waist and lifted me off the floor. "Gosh, I missed you." I hung on to his neck and shoulders and breathed in his fresh laundry scent. "What are you doing here?" Instead of answering, he moaned into my neck. The vibrations caused my hair to ruffle and tickle me. I giggled and pressed into him more. Jittery feelings swam in my stomach. I pulled away, only enough to look him in the eye. "I can't believe you're here." Despite our once solid relationship, we've drifted some over the years, like most people living long distance. I still considered him one of my best friends, though. "Your eyes still remind me of the blue depths of the ocean. Beautiful." Warmth slapped my cheeks, and the blush shot down my body into my toes. He kissed my forehead, then sat me back on the tile. I'd worn black cushioned flats today, and my 5'4 height, I came up to his chin. Perfect for forehead kisses. He held up the bouquet of daisies, handed them over, and bowed his head. "To the new queen of all things deliciousness." "I take it Graham's finally retired?" He jutted his chin toward the re-grand opening banner. I curtsied and breathed in their delicate fragrance. "They're beautiful, thank you." And yes, she did, yesterday. The last time I spoke to Jared was when he'd come home for Christmas. I'd mentioned Graham's cruise plans then. "So when did you get here, and how long are you staying?" I asked. "Last night, and forever," he winked at me. I squealed. I may have jumped up and down once or twice, too. "You're moving back?" He chuckled. "Already done. I take it you approve?" I widened my eyes. "Absolutely. But why?" He sighed so deeply that his shoulders and chest rose and then crashed down. "It's a long story, and I don't want to be late for my first day of work." "Excuse me?" I asked. "How did you get a job so fast?" "I've been working on it for a while, and an opening emerged unexpectedly. I'm here this morning to gather sustenance for my day from my favorite bakery." I hurried around the displays and set the daisies on the counter behind me. "What would you like?" He cocked his head and smiled. "Do you really need to ask?" I mentally smacked my forehead. "No." I chose the cinnamon muffin with the most crumble on top and placed it and a napkin into a brown paper bag with a clear plastic panel. Jared's sweet tooth was as big as mine, but his absolute favorite had always been the bakery's specialty. Then I took a large styrofoam cup and filled it with black coffee. "I hope you have a vase. I didn't think about that," Jared said. I nodded. "Graham's keeps a few in the back." There was always some man trying to woo her, especially in the summer during tourist season. "Are you nervous on your first day, Miss Boss Lady?" "More anxious and exhilarated. How about you?" "Wait, where are you working?" He took a step back and spread out his arms. "Get a load of this,"